You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com Blue Jays beat reporter Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, Jose Reyes has been back for about a week now. How does he look at the plate to you?
He's looked pretty good at the plate, actually. His timing has been probably a little bit better than what he was expecting coming back. The bigger issue with him so far has just been defensively. It seems like that range has continued to diminish over even the last couple of years, where it was a problem before, and it's probably going to be something the Blue Jays are going to have to live with this entire season until maybe potentially looking at a position change at some point in the future, but that's not going to happen this year. So they're going to have to get by with that now, but there's no question that the upside and the bat is a huge upgrade over Ryan Goins, who was there before. So there's no question about who should be playing shortstop, but they're just going to have to get a lot of value of that bat to kind of make up for some of the deficiencies that he's kind of developed elsewhere.
Well, you just jumped ahead about two questions of mine, so we're going to have to cover some ground that you just started to cover. There does seem to be a lot of talk about his defense, and the numbers are very unkind, but full-season defensive numbers, even the best ones, can be unreliable, never mind numbers for a month or two. The guy's still got some speed. How is it happening that his range is diminishing? Are there issues with his hands as well? I mean, just... As you watch him play shortstop, what do you see from him as a defensive shortstop?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one part of all of this that's a little bit, confusing almost, is that, on the base paths, I mean, he's not a 50 stolen base guy by any means anymore, but he still moves very well in the base paths. He's still a threat to run at any given time, and he's always going to be able to take that extra base. But when it comes defensively, he's just it certainly seems like he's lost a step, and I think everyone that you talk to within the organization would agree with that. He doesn't really agree with that. He still thinks he's where he was at a few years ago, but everybody else, you can just see with your eyes that he's just not getting the jumps on balls that he used to back even in the one year when he was with Miami, and then previously with the Mets before that. He had a lot of trouble last year going to his left. It seems like this year it's kind of been to the right as well, and it just seems like anything that's not hit within a couple of feet of really him on either direction, that he's having a lot of trouble getting to that ball. The one thing he still does have is he still has a very good, strong throwing arm, so he can make up for a little bit of lack of range with that. He can compensate for it with the arm, but he's just having a lot of trouble getting to balls right now, and that's probably not an issue that's going to go away. This is something the Blue Jays are just going to have to live with, because there's really no other alternative. And one thing that a lot of people in Toronto have been talking about was, maybe giving Ryan Goins more playing time. That's just not going to happen. Ryan Goins doesn't have enough of a bat to really justify moving Jose Reyes out of shortstop. There's too much value in having Jose Reyes up the middle at short because of that bat. And while there might be, some talk later on down the road about what to do with Jose Reyes, that's not going to happen this year. The Blue Jays are going to have to live with that over the next 4 months.
If they are scoring a ton of runs as they are and allowing a ton of runs as they are, even if we're not talking about a permanent position switch or a full-time somebody else playing shortstop, are there ways they can massage this at all? Are there ways that on a day when you've got a particularly ground ball-oriented pitcher, he gets a day at DH maybe? Is there any kind of stopping short of radical change? Are there little things they can do to paper over this at all, or is it really just as black and white as Jose Reyes is the shortstop for as long as he's healthy and that's the way it is?
I really think it is as black and white as you say right there. And that's probably not going to be the case beyond this year. I would be surprised if the Blue Jays don't eventually address this. But the way the team is configured right now, it just doesn't set itself up very well to do those type of things. I would think that eventually, now that Jose Bautista is back in right field, that opens up the DH spot. There probably are going to be times where you can massage it every now and then and maybe get Reyes a game at DH a week or so. But I mean, this is also the problem with this entire situation as well, is you have to manage the personalities within that clubhouse, and I don't think that's something the Blue Jays are really prepared to make a drastic step on right now. because Jose Reyes has been around for a very long time. He's got a long track record of success, and you know, and any conversation that you have with him, he's very adamant that he can still play a very good shortstop. And while the, you know, the defensive metrics don't really show that, and while, you know, just even watching with your eyes don't really show that, he's a firm believer in his abilities there, and I don't think he's going to move off that position easily anytime soon.
They're obviously not going to say publicly. I mean, that's not how it works, but what's your impression of what the pitchers think? I guess what I would ask is, do the pitchers agree with him?
Yeah, this is something that's kind of, to me, first started last year. I think everyone gave him, a free pass in 2013, especially he suffered that major ankle injury and just didn't look as himself in 2013. And, last year is kind of when I started hearing some talk about it. And, you know, I think a lot of people in the clubhouse, a lot of the pitchers can get frustrated at times, but I think there's almost a resignation to a certain extent. But, you know, the one time you really do notice it is after you have someone else playing the position. Like when Reyes was on the DL, there was a couple weeks straight where Goins was playing up the middle, and Goins is, you know, all glove and not really much with the bat. But, you know, we got to see kind of firsthand over a couple weeks just how much of an impact having a guy with a solid glove up the middle can do. And you would hear some pitchers kind of go out of their way to praise Goins and his abilities there. And then as soon as the conversation turns to Reyes, they obviously get a little bit hesitant, but you can kind of read between the lines a little bit. And so I think it impacts everybody, but you know, it's a difficult situation, something the Blue Jays are going to have to kind of navigate their way through. But, you know, and a lot of people are talking about shortstop, but, I mean, the defensive issues also go beyond that on this team as well. I mean, it's been a major, major weakness on this roster so far this year. Outfield defense was supposed to be something that they addressed in the offseason, was supposed to be a strength of this team, and that's probably been an even bigger weakness than shortstop with Reyes. It's just something that is, some holes have been exposed on the team defensively, and I think that's why there's been so much talk about Reyes, just because there's been so many incidents this year where it seems like, you know, a makeable play doesn't get made, and suddenly the inning goes lopsided and things go south for the pitcher. So it's kind of, there's just been so many examples of that this year that defense has been a big topic of conversation.
And that is, another thing I wanted to ask you about is, we talk all the time about the pitching, and it hasn't been good enough. I mean, they're I think 13th in starters ERA and 14th in relievers. I'm sorry, backwards. 14th in starters ERA, 13th in relievers ERA. So, you know, obviously the pitchers haven't been good enough. But how much, when we talk about the pitching, this is old Bill James quote, is something like, you know, much of what we talk about when we talk about pitching, we actually mean defense or something. I butchered it, but that's essentially the idea. When we talk about the Blue Jays pitching, how much are we actually talking about the defense when we look at them not preventing runs better?
I think early on, I think most of it was on the pitching staff. But lately, I think the pitching staff has actually improved quite a bit, probably more so than the numbers indicate. And there's just been too many examples. I mean, to a certain extent, it's very predictable because when Bautista was out in right field, when he was not able to play right field, there was many games where the Blue Jays had two infielders in the outfield. They had Chris Colabello in left or in right, and then a lot of times they would have Danny Valencia in left field. The only natural outfielder they had out there was Kevin Pillar, and Kevin Pillar's been playing a great center field, but there's only so much he can do. And he's, you know, they've been exposed for that, and that was something John Gibbons said during the weekend in Minnesota. He said, you know, we got exposed today, and it's something that's been happening quite a bit. And whenever you hear a manager say something like that, it's a little bit jarring, and no one's pointing the finger at a guy like Colabello or Valencia because they're playing at a position, they're doing the best that they possibly can, but the injuries and then the lack of depth that they've had not being able to come up. And there's been a lot of fly balls that I would consider routine or ones that might be slightly difficult, but ones that you would expect outfielders to make. And they've been dropping in, and that cost them two games in Minnesota. And when you're, you know, trying to stay afloat in the AL East and in a division that's very tight this year, you can't be giving games away like that. And that's something the Blue Jays have been doing too much of.
All right, well, Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.